The UNBC Timberwolves used a strong second half to secure a convincing 88-67 win over the Fraser Valley Cascades, earning a weekend split on Saturday in Abbotsford. In the early parts of the game, it was the Cascades finding more success offensively, led by fifth-year Courtney Anderson, who scored a quick 6 points to establish a 12-6 advantage for UFV. Offensively, the Timberwolves struggled to find their rhythm, opening the game 2-for-13 from the field, including some good looks in the paint. After 10 minutes, Fraser Valley held a 16-12 lead. In the second quarter, UNBC captain Chris Ross got to the line after a tough and one finish, and coming up with a big block on Anderson at the defensive end to cut the deficit to 2 points. The Timberwolves gained the lead thanks to first-year Yevgeny Baukin, who came off the bench and hammered a poster dunk before making a three in back-to-back possessions. A Farid Shida three and Micah Jesse jumper gave UNBC the 39-32 cushion at the half. The 27-16 second quarter was fueled by Baukin, who had 9 points in the frame. Anderson led all scorers, with 10 points for the Cascades. UNBC came out intentionally in the third quarter, looking to clamp down on the UFV attack and score in transition. Micah Jesse earned a pair of buckets at the rim, and Ross continued to prove why he is one of the premier defenders in the conference, as the T-Wolves stretched their lead to a dozen points. Devon Bogle chipped away with a pair of layups for the Cascades, as Joe Enevoldson's team refused to go away on their home court. Jesse continued to put his imprint on the game with a tough finish, but the lead hovered around 10 points for much of the stanza. However, UNBC used a big shot from Dylan Matthews and more strong play from Jesse to hold a 64-48 lead with 1 quarter to play. Bogle was aggressive early in the fourth quarter, continuing to cause UNBC some issues under the hoop, but every time the Cascades scored, the Timberwolves answered. Spencer Ledoux, who had been on the bench with foul issues in the first half, got to his spot for a signature hook shot, while Matthews made another three-pointer to re-establish the advantage. UNBC continued to fire away from beyond the arc as Ross made a pair of triples, before first-year guard Justin Sunga made one of his own to stretch the lead to 24. From there, the Timberwolves held off the Cascades and earned a well-deserved 88-67 victory. The Timberwolves forced the Cascades into 25 turnovers, while only coughing it up 12 times, leading to a 28-13 advantage in points off turnovers. Jesse led the T-Wolves with 19 points, to go along with 5 assists and 4 rebounds, while Ross had 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. Ledoux added 14 points, and the freshman duo of Baukin and Sunga each scored 9 off the bench. Bogle registered a double-double for the second consecutive night, scoring 17 points and grabbing 10 boards. Anderson had 15 points, but shot 7-for-19 to get to that total. Finally, Dario Lopez had 10 points and 7 rebounds for UFV. With the win, UNBC improved to 3-3, while the Cascades slide to the same mark. The Timberwolves will play host to the Calgary Dinos next weekend in Prince George.